USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not unexpected, Alabama's strict abortion law now being challenged in court. Several abortion rights groups, the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, just filed a lawsuit saying the law is unconstitutional. Supporters of the bill say bring on the legal challenges. They want it to be challenged so it can eventually make its way before the Supreme Court and hopefully lead to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he believes that all House Democrats want to do during the 2020 election cycle is talk about and possibly engineer impeachment of President Trump.
What did Donald Trump cover up regarding Mueller? Nothing. Now, if he's fighting back against a bunch of crazy people to try and destroy his life, that's not covering anything up.
USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Missouri officials continuing to assess damage in the state capital of Jefferson City from Wednesday night's EF3 tornado. The Capitol building and the governor's mansion survived unscathed, but hard hit and damaged by the huge tornado were the Missouri Employment Security Building and the Missouri Career Center. Meanwhile, there was severe damage in Oklahoma as well. There, Governor Kevin Stitt says a lot of roadways are still closed today because of the damage.
We currently have 35 to 40 highways closed due to flooding at various locations throughout not only northern Oklahoma, northeastern Oklahoma, eastern Oklahoma, but some areas also in the south that are still underwater from the May storms.
Severe weather is expected to remain a threat in that region and even in the east through the holiday weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
North Korea now says nuclear negotiations with the United States will never resume unless the Trump administration changes its demand for unilateral disarmament. Pyongyang's official news agency reporting the comments today from a North Korean foreign ministry official who accuses the U.S. of deliberately causing the collapse of February's nuclear summit between President Trump and the leader Kim Jong-un by making impossible demands. U.S. officials say the meeting broke down because North Korea's demands for sanctions relief in exchange for gradual disarmament were something that the Trump administration would not agree to. Kim has given the U.S. until the end of this year to come up with mutually acceptable terms. The Food and Drug Administration is telling the food industry to make expiration dates more understandable so that Americans don't waste so much food. The FDA has issued a letter to the food industry supporting a growing trend to put date labels on foods that read best if used by. That would be on most foods, with a few exceptions, like meats and fish, fresh meats and fish, which would have hard, fast expiration dates. The FDA is also reminding people that otherwise most foods are perfectly safe to eat even after the date passes, even though the food may have lost some of its flavor. The department estimates about $130 billion of food goes to waste every year on shelves and in people's homes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.